USA Radio News.
2021 marked the deadliest year in U.S. history. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there were 3.46 million deaths last year. While COVID was a major contributing factor, the death rates for stroke, liver disease, and cancer all increased. Drug overdose deaths have also risen, although the health agency does not have an exact toll due to the amount of time needed for lab work. Inflation soared over the past year at its fastest pace in more than 40 years. The Labor Department said Tuesday its consumer price index jumped 8.5% in March from 12 months earlier. That makes it the sharpest year-over-year increase since 1981. Actor and comedian Gilbert Gottfried died on Tuesday after a long illness. He was 67. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Reports of Russians kidnapping Ukrainian children is making its way across Europe. Reporter Lance Pry explains.
Ukraine's United Nations ambassador is making a claim Russians are kidnapping Ukrainian children and taking them to Russia.
I would also like to draw the attention of the Security Council to the fact that the invaders have already taken more than 121,000 children out of Ukraine.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden's administration is expected to announce as soon as Wednesday another $750 million in military assistance for Ukraine. This, according to Reuters, the equipment would be funded using presidential drawdown authority, which the president can authorize the transfer of articles and services from U.S. stocks without congressional approval. And a California woman admitted she faked her 2016 kidnapping. The lawyer for Sherry Papini said she signed a plea agreement on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
There are still unconfirmed reports that Russia is using chemical weapons against Ukraine, and the U.S. is trying to nail down the facts.
The United States can't confirm reports that Russia may have deployed chemical weapons in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol.
We had credible information that Russian forces may use a variety of riot control agents, including tear gas mixed with chemical agents.
So says Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Blinken calling it an issue of great ongoing concern. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, the South Dakota House impeached State Attorney General Jason Ravensburg over a 2020 fatal crash in which he initially told authorities he thought he'd struck a large animal. Instead, when returning to the scene the next day, he discovered the body of a 55-year-old man. Ravensburg will at least temporarily be removed from office. It takes a two-thirds majority to convict on impeachment charges. Thinking of traveling this summer? Make sure you budget extra for gas. Gas prices, when adjusted for inflation, are expected to average $3.84 per gallon for regular gas this summer, the highest level since 2014. These numbers come from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.